We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Man.
Hey, Brian, I'm never going to get those 50 seconds back.
Hey, Pete.
Now you're going to get your ass kicked, though.
You're not going to get any more lunch either, you little Bama.
All right. Let's settle down here. Pete, we've known each other a long time. If there's one thing you're good at, it's panicking. Where are you on the panic scale when it comes to the Washington football team?
Yeah, I mean, I was listening to your discussion about the panicking, and I was honestly surprised to hear that be a topic because I'm past panic. I'm kind of in acceptance and defeatedness and just like, what the hell is next? I'm not panicking. Panicking implies that there's something that can be fixed and then get you in a new direction. And if you're freaking out because you expect it to be better with how Washington's played. I mean, sure, I was panicking in week 3 and week 4, but now I think this team has kind of shown who it is. It's a bad defense. It's a mediocre offense. It's a team that doesn't start well or finish well. And I'm not panicking about it anymore. I'm just kind of along for the ride and we'll see how low this thing goes. It's just where I'm at.
So you mean that for this year or in perpetuity? Because I think I understand what you're saying. If you're saying for this year, I'm past panic because I just think they're going to be bad. But do you just no longer care ever?
No. I think that's a good distinction to draw. Definitely in the acceptance phase for this year. But if you want to extend it out panicking long term, then sure, I agree with that. Because I was really into what Ron Rivera was doing in year one, and I bought into a lot of what he was saying and the principles he was laying down for this team and how he's building it. But with the defense now regressing big time, it feels like they've gone down a path, a very specific path to try and build this team that's hard to do in the first place. And now it's sort of revealing itself that path may not be working. So here you are with a team that's committed one way. So now they're going to have to retrace their steps, get back to the middle, and then decide where to go from there. So that's going to be, you know, you're already committed. Now you're another year or two away from getting back to ground to like a neutral ground. So I am panicking long term. I think that's a fair point. And I'm already worrying about what quarterback will be paired with Ron and then how long will Ron have with that quarterback. And then will that quarterback have to get used to a new head coach, like all these things. So accepting short term, panicking long term, a perfect summation of my mindset.
But let's think about something. Okay. Was it what the coaching staff did last year or not? Because I think when we look at it, they didn't have enough one-on-one time with these players. Okay. And I know we've discussed the bad offenses and bad teams they played against. Now we look at this year and they've had a lot of time with them and it seemed to be a little bit better. Could it just be we were just excited last year with the newness of things because a lot of people felt that it was Dan because Dan's reason that Dwayne was here. So he got rid of Dwayne. Oh, look what the coach is doing. All this type of stuff. Really, now we're seeing what they're doing, and it's not very good.
For sure. I think you and I were talking about this on Sunday when we were watching the game, and you very kindly bought Nando's for everybody. It's like, how is this team getting worse with the more coaching that they've had?
Don't bring that stuff publicly, Pete.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back.
and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nice guy. Okay.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, for the Nando's you made me buy and then threw on the ground and stomped on. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know why it's this inverse relationship is happening. Normally, the more coaching, the more smart, the more prepared, the more detail oriented your team is. But for Washington, it seems like they've had that long offseason. They're in the scheme for a second year and things are getting worse. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Okay, maybe it wasn't exactly excitement over coaching, but I mean, with this fan base and with covering this team, any modicum of success is enough to just get you to think whatever's changed has finally fixed it. But we know that these problems are much deeper rooted than that. And maybe this coaching staff isn't as strong as we thought. And I think a lot of the players we put stock in, and JP's sort of reminding me of this throughout my time covering, maybe they just aren't as good as we thought. Like, I love Antonio Gibson's potential, for example, and I think he can be a really good running back, but maybe I need to reevaluate how good of a running back he can be. Maybe he's not the next modern day superstar. Maybe he's just a good kind of role player. Same with defensive linemen like Daron Payne. You know, I like him a lot, but maybe he's a defensive lineman that needs a real alpha male next to him to make him look good. Just sort of reevaluating where you are with coaches and players is an important thing to do right now.
Talking with Pete Haley from NBC Sports Washington, the Washington Football Talk podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at Pete Haley NBCS. So if we're convinced they need a panic long term, are you convinced that they're going to draft a quarterback in the first round next year? I don't know if you heard Ron on the Junkies this morning, but he was very clear that they're checking out all the college quarterbacks right now.
Yeah, I heard that interview. And probably too early to say whether they draft someone in the first round, but with the way the season's trending, they could very well be in position. And we know that passers tend to rise to the top of the draft board, so there might be a guy or two that looks like a second rounder or a third rounder now who will all of a sudden be a middle of the first round type of guy. So if we had to break out a podcast staple and do 100 chips on whether they take a guy in the first round or not, I'd put maybe 60 chips on it and then 40 chips that they take a big swing and try and get a premier guy. And then if those two things don't work out, then it's probably back to the cycle of mediocrity and stopgaps. But I'm really hoping that one way or the other, they zero in on someone they really like and try to really, truly address the position as opposed to, oh, that guy, you know, the Rams took him from us. Sorry, Matt Stafford, we weren't in on that. Oh, this quarterback we liked at 15, but we didn't want to trade up to mortgage the future. Like, this coaching staff, Ron Rivera specifically, the regime, they're running out of time to just keep kicking the can down the road. The future is going to get shorter every day. So I do think this offseason will be the time where they really tie themselves to a signal caller and hope that he's the one to correct everything.
It's going to be interesting because, by and large, so Mel Kiper just came out with his new big board, right? And his top quarterback, the top quarterback, according to Mel Kiper in the 22 draft, is Kenny Pickett from University of Pittsburgh. But he doesn't have him rated until 15. He's the 15th best prospect available, but the top quarterback. What does that mean? Yeah. It means he's going to be drafted in the top five. And who that? No one will be shocked if he's number one overall. Quarterbacks just get overdrafted
all the time.
If we play this out to what somewhere we expect, right? Let's say Washington gets to 6-11, 7-10, 5-12, somewhere in there. It's kind of what we're thinking at this point. I don't think they're going to be quite bad enough to draft top five. I think they're going to be more top 10, top 12. And if they're there, it's entirely possible the quarterback they're taking is a gigantic reach. And would you want him to do that?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.